Ravens start from their own 1 yard line. Deep handoff, in trouble, it'll be a safety. Malcolm Brown stuffed the run by Kenneth Dixon. Made 35 straight field goals. They jump the center, and it's blocked by Shea McClellan. Third and goal, New England. LeGarrette Blount head down, charging into the end zone for New England touchdown. Another blitz brought by Pease. Brady in a traffic touchdown. Malcolm Mitchell. Flacco, deep ball in a double coverage, and it is intercepted. Off Mike Wallace and into the arms of Devin McCourty, who has a lot of running room as he brings it back. McCourty across midfield, still on his feet. Inside the 40 and banged down at the 37-yard line. Brady to the end zone in traffic in a battle for the ball. Won by Bennett. Touchdown, New England. Nope. Cook kicks it low, end over end. And what? Jones, that might have hit his foot. Boy, he's had one catastrophe after another. The Ravens are on it. Whose ball is it? That's Baltimore's ball. Flacco. Into the end zone. Caught this time by Waller for a Baltimore touchdown. There's an open man in the flat. It's Kenneth Dixon with a Baltimore touchdown. Tom Brady after the play fake. Deep pass. Man running open. Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England. Ravens to jump. They don't, so they give it to Blount, who puts it in the win column for New England.
This just in. The Patriots are still pretty good and dusting the win for yet another Texan. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Hey, and the Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood and it's gloomy out there. Screw that. Let's have some fun today. It's happening.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Oh? Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
About the same. About the same. Just ready to rock and roll today. And gonna enjoy this one. So let's start with that game last night because the Patriots tend to find ways to get offense even when the guys like Gronk are out. And again last night, they're kind of fun to watch because when they mess up, it's like they just miss. Like Brady will just miss a pass. It'll be off somebody's fingertips. Or it's just little stuff. It's such a nice change from watching the Texans. It really is. And watching these AFC South teams that are, it's almost lucky that they score. But they did pull a very Texan-like thing last night with a couple of turnovers on special teams that damn near gave the Ravens a game. They were running away with that, and they let them back in. And, some of those, letting the ball bounce off your foot, come on, man. That's not Belichick-type football.
Well, they had a couple miscues on special teams, and that's quite frankly the only thing that kept the Ravens in it.
Yeah.
And lucky for me that I'd got it at 7.5 because – If I would have waited for 6.5, I would have been toast. The Ravens just did not compete the way they normally do. Joe Flacco didn't look crisp. It was just one of those games where they couldn't get anything going, and the Patriots made some big plays. That Chris Hogan touchdown, just a big play, a broken play. This is why the Patriots are so good. Yeah, I mean, they find ways. They don't have the personnel right now to really do much, and it doesn't matter. Like, if you told me that running game will be okay. Edelman's basically not going to show up. And
God, Gronk, how many drops did he have?
And Gronk's hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's. I mean, normally you would say, it's going to be tough for them to win. No, just everybody else will show up. Malcolm Mitchell will show up. Chris Hogan will show up. Martellus Bennett will make a stupid great catch. I mean, it just and you'll have two turnovers on special teams. You're like, oh, yeah. No way. But that's what the Patriots do, man. That's why they're so good. It'd be so easy to just write them off and say they've had too many injuries this year. It's going to be tough for them in the playoffs. But it's almost impossible to scratch that team off because they find a way, man. They always do.
They do, and defensively now, they've made some changes, and I still think there's some holes over there. But they also have a lot of guys that are just playing really good football on that side of the ball that you would never think of. And there's some holes in the secondary, but, man, they get pressure with guys that you just kind of look at and go, where'd they find this guy? And that's just it's what they've always done there. But that and the blocked field goal, I think, was probably my favorite blocked field goal ever because Justin Tucker just doesn't miss. That's the only way you're ever going to get him to miss is to block one.
Yep.
And that was pretty
although cool. He almost missed a couple yesterday.
Yeah, he wasn't as sharp, but, when you got guys flying over the line.
He's trying to ruin his greatest of all time status. I don't know why. When he was trying yesterday.
He didn't miss them, though.
No.
That's the thing when you're off your game and still making them. But I think that was his first miss of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. The other thing that, I don't know how often we're going to hear this, but as long as John Gruden's not coaching a team, already report out, John Gruden would listen if the Rams called. At this point, is he even a hot ticket anymore? I mean, he's been out of the game for a long time.
I don't know. I don't know who's looking for him.
Well, apparently the Rams. I guess that would be a sexy hire. That'd be an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Be the exact opposite of what you just had. I don't know, man. If you're Gruden, you got a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money. You don't have to deal with all that hassle. You already done everything you're possibly going to do.
Yeah.
You're not winning another Super Bowl. And, yeah, it's to go be Bill Cowher. There's no reason to go back to this. It's that I love that that's the first name that pops up. And the other little bit of news today, Braxton Miller, dusting a win for him.
Womp, womp.
Goes on IR, season is done. Not exactly a...
Not a shocker.
No, not a shocker, but not a real stellar rookie season. I think the injuries obviously have plagued him all year long. Hasn't done a whole hell of a lot when he hasn't been hurt.
No,
but
he also hasn't been on the field a whole lot.
Right, and part of that's simply, hey, rookie receiver who's trying to switch over from quarterback.
Yeah, I still think the kid can play. I think he's got a future ahead of him, but it's going to take him a little while.
It is, and
honestly, I like
his talent. It may be 2-3 years before you actually look at him and say, oh, wow, this guy's really turned into a good player.
Who would you say of this rookie class, who are you saying has, like, really done well, you know, has really been a player for him?
Well, I think in the...
Like Will Fuller for two games?
Will Fuller's kind of been what I thought he would be this year, which is occasionally a factor, but not really. If you look at
Will Fuller is a guy that he blew up for two games, and he made every fanboy on Twitter yell at me for saying it was a stupid pick and a waste of a pick, and then has basically done nothing since.
Yeah, teams adjusted to him, and guess what? You know, Nick Martin never saw the field. Miller, I'm going to say nothing. Tyler Irvin's been out there a lot until
Tyler
he started
Irvin,
fumbling.
Yeah, you know what, Tyler? You know what you would have been better off with? Akeem Hunt.
Yeah.
How about let him do that job?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about him that they don't like.
KJ Dillon?
DJ Reader's been good.
Their fifth-round pick.
Yeah, has been their best
Been their best rookie.
Without a doubt. And I'm not even sure that's debatable.
I mean, so, that's pretty crazy.
Kind of sounds just like...
Like every Texans draft ever.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Now, I
usually get more out of the first-round pick, but...
Well, and I think Fuller will. Well, I think he'll get better. I'm not 100% sure, but I do think Nick Martin's going to be a player.
I do too.
Just won't be this year.
And I don't think it was a bad pick. But
I still like all three of Well, I never liked the Fuller pick, but I still think that those three guys will be productive players for you. I don't know how productive. I still think Braxton Miller may be better than Will Fuller 3 years from now. Well, we'll see on Irvin. I mean, There's some talent there, but he's got a lot of – that's a big jump from San Jose State to the NFL. And we've seen a lot of mistakes out of him. But other than that, yeah, he did really well with DJ Reader.
Yep.
They pretty much every year find a guy like that, usually a defensive lineman, who comes in and contributes for you. And it was Christian Covington. It was, what, sixth-round pick?
Yeah.
Pretty useful player for him. But, yeah, it's hard to judge a draft class on 1 year. At least they're all still on the roster.
That is a bonus.
That is a step in the right direction.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, who knows?
Yeah. Well, I think most of those guys will hang around. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And when we come back, I'm going to make a particular group mad, and you're going to agree with me, so we're both going to piss these guys off. We'll tell you who it is when we come back.
All right, guys, Christmas right around the corner, and this year, go with a win-win. Give her something that's going to make her feel hot and is going to heat up your holiday. It's the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because let's face it, guys, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy, it's the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and head-to-toe warmth means that she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. And every Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. And imagine getting to open that on Christmas. And if she's got the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes the Hoodie Footy and sexy Midnight Fantasy, it's a win for both of you. You can buy both those today at pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery, guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you. Sewing out a line and drifting closer in your sight. So play it out and wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And so I wrote something this morning for the website, basically telling UH fan to quit whining.
Ugh.
And quit saying, like, Texas is scared if they're out there getting. Stop it. Stop it. You sound like. It just sounds like penis envy to me.
I think a lot. And I think a lot of the people who have been tweeting at me and, you know, being so petty about it, I don't think that they remember the Bleachergate thing from 2001, where Texas was coming here to play a game and they had a bunch of temporary bleachers installed.
Yeah, and it was awful.
And it was a total train wreck, and like 4,000 something people didn't get to get into the game, and I know that DeLoss Dodds had a really bad taste in his mouth after that, and I know that Perrin is still talking to DeLoss Dodds, and that's part of why I knew they wouldn't do it. The other part is their non-conference schedule is basically set through 2024, and I know while it's easy to say, well, Texas is scared to play UH, they don't want the competition, Texas has home and home set with Michigan, Ohio State, USC, and LSU between now and 2024. I don't think they're scared of competition. I just think that it didn't make sense.
It's easier just to write the damn check.
It really is.
There's some things in life it's easier just to write the check. Rather than clean my own place, I pay somebody to do it. It's easier. That's all it is, man. And, yeah, some people got mad at me over that. And then,
not only that, they're saying somebody tweeted and said, oh, so it's better for UT just to waste $2.5 million in taxpayer money? Which, by the way, another really stupid argument, because UT's athletic department, not only is it self-funded, so it doesn't take any taxpayer dollars, but it gave $9 million to the school last year. So, no, it's not spending taxpayer dollars. I assure you of that. UT, the athletic department, makes plenty of dough that, you know, they are not worried about. You taxpayers will not be burdened by them paying $2.5 million to UH.
Yeah, I got a couple. Like, somebody tweeted me this morning, this is wrong, to my tweet, my link, and said, UT thinks Houston will go away if it continues to ignore us. Oklahoma lost to UH early and did fine in the rankings. It's got nothing to do with any of it. You know what? It's you're not in the same conference. You're not going to be in the same conference. Just do your thing. You got a good thing going over there. Quit worrying about what those guys are doing. Who cares? That's you know, I get that there's resentment and bitterness for not getting in the Big 12, but that's all of them. It wasn't just Texas. That whole thing was just I don't even know what the hell they were doing. But you know, as far as that goes, nobody's scared. And now basketball, yeah, they should play here.
They should.
I have no problem with that. Just so their fans can see them more than once without having to drive to Austin, although it's not like UT basketball has a ton of fans unless they're good.
Yeah.
But you do have fans in Houston that will go. That, yeah, I could see. But football, come on. That's just I'm going to be critical. Was it Hunter Yurecek that brought it up? I think
yes.
That's honestly, I don't think that's something you need to be bringing up in a press conference.
Well, that's
a negotiation.
That's the win-win for UH, is that if Texas says no to that, then they get $2.5 million. If Texas and you can punk them out, basically, and go out and have your press conference saying, oh, they didn't want to play us. We gave them that option, and they didn't want to take it. And then the flip side is, if they say yes, you're going to make a ton of money because Texas is going to come here.
All right. Play that thing at Reliant and make a...
Except that's the thing. They didn't want to play it at Reliant. They wanted to do a home-and-home at their stadium. And that's the other reason why it just didn't make sense for Texas.
No, screw that. If you're going to play here, you play it at Reliant.
Well, that's what
Texas with that.
Texas has a game here with Rice at Reliant or at NRG, whatever it is.
Perfect. Yeah, NRG. I still can't get used. Just that stadium on Kirby. Can we just do that? I don't care how much they paid. They keep changing their name. I'm going to call it that stadium on Kirby. But, and then, you know, some guys, oh, you're just part of the Longhorn media. I am. You might want to research that a little bit, pal.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I feel perfectly comfortable in saying get over yourselves, people.
Well, I'm glad you did.
And focus on the fact that you got a new coach, and a lot of the recruits are staying, that you kept a bunch of key players, and this thing's built up. And I know all this bitterness toward Tom Herman, which I still don't get. Go look at those facilities over there that those players are getting to use now, and that's getting built because he insisted on it. It's all good. This thing's in much better shape than it was when Kevin Sumlin left, when Art Briles left. It's in a lot better shape. And, you know, that's when you just quit worrying about other people. That's all.
Well, the other thing I found interesting was the money came out for Major Applewhite.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is this basically setting them up to lose another coach?
Kind of seems that way to me. It's not the punitive buyout that we were led to believe it was going to be.
I mean, well, the salary isn't what we were led to believe. Like, everyone made it sound like the coach at UH is going to be making big time money, and it's going to be a place where nobody's going to want to leave. Instead, you've upped the buyout. You've upped the buyout particularly for in-state rivals, I guess, if you want to call them that. But the salary is to the point where, I mean, it's not going to be that punitive if a big time, like if A&M wants to hire Major Applewhite, which is highly unlikely. But if they did, A&M could do that.
Yeah.
That's drops in the bucket to them.
A big time school could. Now, a South Carolina may not be able to do that.
Well, South Carolina doesn't have the same penalty that a Texas school would have. So I think they could.
Maybe.
I mean, you're talking about if after 2 years, you're paying.
But if he does well in 2 years where other teams are going to want him, he's going to make more money. It's the same thing Herman did. He got a big raise after his first year.
But this is what I'm saying is when that's the money you're paid up front, all it does is it open up for people to look at you and open it up for you to look at other jobs. And they made it sound like they were willing to spend big time dollars to get a coach here, and then when you see those numbers, it's like it's decent money for an unproven head coach, but it's not the kind of money that's going to scare anybody off if he succeeds.
No, but I really believe that they'll do the same thing they did with Herman. If he comes out next year and has a big season, he'll get a bigger contract and it'll be a bigger number because of the percentage of the buyout.
And the buyout will change.
Yeah.
All that paying off the rest of his salary. Because Major Applewhite, at that point, would have zero incentive to sign a deal like that. So if he wins, let's say over the next 2 years, he wins 20 games, and they're like, oh, well, we want to pay you $3 million a year, but we still want this same deal where, you know, if a big school comes along, you're going to have to pay out the rest of your contract. Why would Major Applewhite say, yeah, okay, I'll do that? He doesn't have to do that then.
Yeah.
Because then you've opened him up to negotiations.
It's NRG. You're getting paid not to make that mistake.
No, that's not what I'm getting paid for.
So.
The Texans are getting paid for that.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting paid a lot of money for it. We don't see a dime of that, so bleep them. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I just want to remind you that you have a chance to win a $25 gift card from Bedrock City Comic Company and a T-shirt. All you have to do is pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games, have the winners. All you have to do is tweet what their reason or superpower was. You guys know how this works. And at the end of the show, John will pick a winner. Tweet it at Degenerates975, tag Bedrock City Comics, and that's what we'll do. And also, John's going to tell you about that in a minute, but first I have to tell you that it's John Lee behind the glass, brought to you by the Glass Doctor.
That's right. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. And before we get to what we're going to do next, but we got to play our superhero performance of the week.
This is your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Miller in, extra lineman in, first and goal. Miller crashed the block, and that is a walk-in touchdown. Stonzo with the block, he knocks out Clowney. Here comes Ruck, trying to buy time. Here they come. Clowney got him from behind, and it's intercepted on the play by Hale. Andre Hale takes it the other way. He moves inside one lineman. There was Newhart, and then he's finally brought down by Turbin. Ruck, look out for Clowney, who got him again. The ball is loose. It's a fumble, and it's recovered inside by McKinney. First sack today by the defense of the Texans. Luck goes down. Ball goes back to Houston.
That was your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter, at Bedrock City.
I could do this all day.
And that was Jadeveon Clowney with your superhero performance of the week.
All right, then. I'm going to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter, guys. Listen, law enforcement, they've stepped up their efforts with these no-refusal weekends. They can force you to give a breath test or a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed those tests. Remember, those tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Police breath test machines aren't even warranted fit for breath testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your actual blood even. They're testing the air above it. These are very indirect, very circumstantial tests for alcohol. And that is where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He is a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about the faulty science behind these tests, and he's experienced in doing it in a trial setting where most DWI lawyers have zero experience. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number into your cell phone. It's 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
Hey guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, and this is the season for giving. Well, how about donating? And And plus, you can get rid of something that you're not using anymore. And by your donations, they accept cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, anything that's just sitting out there in your garage or your yard. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe you were going to trade it in. Maybe you were going to try to sell it, but you were going to fix it up first, and you just never got around to it. Well, guess what? Here's what they're going to do if you donate it to Houston Can Academies. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. So they do everything for you. You just sign, basically, and they'll come and take it. And your donation's tax deductible. So you're going to be able – you had tax times coming, man. We're almost to the end of the year. You want to get a deduction in here? Maybe get those numbers down a little bit? Well, now is the time to do it. And right now, more than ever, is when they need your help. If you donate today, they're also going to give you a $50 Visa gift card, just a way of saying thank you. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which are kids that have dropped out of other schools for a variety of reasons. And some of them are just really terrific kids that would have never gotten a second chance without Houston Can Academies. And those donations go to help them get classes and transportation, things like that. You can make the world a better place just by getting rid of something you're not using anymore. And you can help out a kid who's getting a second chance. 713-225-4226 is the number. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Right off the car, not the kid.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Django says, is it just me or is everyone on the text and tweet lines being extra bitchy this Tuesday? It's just every Tuesday people are like that. Nothing good ever happened on a Tuesday. Boone and Katie says, I'm embarrassed by my fellow Cougs. Move on, gang. I just would like people to I'm big on let's look ahead, not look back. And there's a lot to look forward to. And you know, I like to see people start looking forward and start getting excited about what's coming instead of complaining about what's happened. And apparently Disco Biscuit has tweeted us a picture of a dead guy.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Says, I don't know what that was.
Houston, Texas, City of Dreams. I don't know if the guy's dead or if there's just a cop looking at him.
He looks sort of alive, like he's looking his head up to talk to the cop, maybe, yeah. But he's laying in the street for sure.
We need a little more description of what the hell's going on there.
Let us know what's going on with that.
And for those of you who are texting me your superheroes, that's great, but you can't win unless you tweet them. So if you don't have Twitter, you can't win the thing.
Kevin says, is Bama 15.5 better than Washington? Seems like a lot. Thanks. I'm going to let that number keep getting higher and higher, and
I'm
going to take Washington.
I think it's going to settle around 17.5 or 18.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I will be on Washington when that happens. MJ says, wait, Fred, you have HBO and made money plus a deluxe apartment in the sky. You're living the good life. I do okay. It's all these other
Fred's
projects.
Fred's a millionaire.
Not yet.
He stays really busy.
But I have a lot of other projects. The beauty of this, I have time to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And... yeah, things are...
And with that extra time that I have, I just watch more television.
By the way, I want to correct something from yesterday because I went back and watched the Texans game for the second time today. And I saw in the interception there was only one guy in the route. There were actually two. They were both covered,
right.
But there were two. So, correction from yesterday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's try a phone call. David, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports.
So, I've been a Cowboys fan for forever, really. I was on, when it was still a quarterback controversy, I was on Team Romo for the longest time. I was probably of the last group to finally go ahead and say, all right, let's go ahead and move forward. But anyway, my friend, who's a Saints fan, he might have been just trolling me, I don't know, but he's a really knowledgeable football guy. But he was saying how it was done with him to not put Romo in, and I couldn't believe that he was being serious with that. And I was just trying to get y'all's opinion. I think y'all hinted on it yesterday a little bit, but didn't really hit it too hard. What were y'all's opinion on
well,
that?
Well, my opinion on it was this. As soon as things weren't going 100% great for Dak Prescott, you were going to have a chunk of Cowboys fans saying, what are we doing here? What's going on? Because that's what happens. You feel like everyone thought, oh, this is a Super Bowl team. and then you see a little bit of like, well, maybe there's some chinks in that armor, the first thing to do is say, well, we always got Tony Romo to fall back on, and you knew it would happen. You knew it would happen. Dak played a bad game on the road in ugly weather. It was
against a pretty good team.
Against a pretty good team. If he start, you know, if every game for the rest of the season looks like that, maybe you do consider Tony Romo. But at this point, I think you might even be past that. I think it right now you've decided that this is your guy, and unless he gets hurt, that's the guy you're going with.
Yeah, and A, he was trolling you.
Probably.
There's no doubt.
Anybody who talks to me about Tony Romo, I have to assume, is trolling me. I mean, that's just my assumption. And I've been more susceptible to trolling lately. Like, I see people say things, and I'm like, oh, why does it make me so angry? I don't understand why stupid people make me angry. Somebody tweeted last night, is it just me, or is Eric Gordon a better player than Klay Thompson? And I was like, what's happening here? And listen, Eric Gordon's had a pretty good season.
He's been a nice pickup for them, and he fits what they're doing. Yeah. I like what he's giving them.
He's very important to their success so far. But is he suddenly a better player than Klay Thompson? What kind of question is that? And all I could think is like, what? I feel like people only tweet things that crazy to make rational humans go insane. And it works on me lately. I don't know why. I got to stop it.
It's funny because I just block people now. A lot more people. I used to only block people who were just blatantly offensive and use words that I don't respond to. Now, kind of piss me off. You're trying to piss me off. See ya. I've changed a lot that way. I don't let them get to me. June says -3 load up on going to be ugly. I've flipped my opinion of that game because I thought the number was going to be a lot bigger. And after all the Herman stuff, I was like, I might be on San Diego State, but I'm kind of with you. I think now that you've kept Major there and you've kept a lot of the continuity, even though you lost some guys off the coaching staff, the one thing San Diego can do is run the ball. UH is pretty damn good against the run, and I think they're going to show up, and you could be right. I have a good feeling that they're going to spank them, but I can't bet on UH because I just can't. Red says, one good thing that does not happen on Tuesday is Thursday night football. Yeah, there's that. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to take a night off. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And it's funny to me because in every fan base, there's good fans, right? There's reasonable fans, and there's also totally delusional. And I think Cowboys fans have more of the totally delusional basket cases who go off the deep end and overreact to every single little thing than any other team in football. I really believe that. Doesn't mean all of you that are listening who are Cowboys fans are that way, but boy, there's a bunch of them. And maybe because they have more fans. I guess just percentage-wise, right? You're going to have more you're going to have more bad fans if you have more fans. But some of the stuff I was hearing yesterday was just downright silly. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And Michael asking thoughts on Bucks +7. I haven't looked at any of that yet. I'm going through every single college bowl game right now. Hopefully, by tomorrow, I'll have them all done, and we can kind of go through them. But I found two that I absolutely love so far, one of them being Memphis against Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Memphis in that game, so still have to do.
It's hard to bet these teams that have new coaches or coaches who have left. I mean, it's very difficult.
Right, in Western Kentucky's case, they lost their guy. And a lot of times, teams rally around coaches like that. Hell, they did it for Tony Levine a few years ago. They did it when Tony Levine was fired at UH, but I also think there are certain teams like Memphis has got a young coach who's trying to build something there, after taking over for a really good coach, and they had a good season. They got better as the season went on. They can score with anybody. That quarterback when healthy is really good. And I just think there's going to be a little bit of a distraction for Western Kentucky. So that's one of the reasons I'm on that one. 646, it's the election, AJ. All those Trump trolls are getting to you.
I mean, that happened too, but it's Yeah. Those Trump trolls, Clinton trolls, every.
Yeah, well, there were trolls on both sides, and you can't put everything on Trump. So, Rockets fan told me last night the Harden and Gordon combo are equal to or better than the LeBron and Kyrie, LOL. Yeah, people get excited. They've won 7 in a row, and last night's win was actually, they didn't play the same kind of defense they've been playing in the other 6. They still managed to pull it out, so good win for them. I'm enjoying watching them right now. They got to keep all these guys healthy. That's the next step. But they're a much different looking team than they were last year at this time. Last year's team was just disjointed. You already changed coaches. It was nothing made sense of what they did. Harden wasn't playing very well, and it was just it was brutal. But this year. Yeah, like I said I may be wrong about Mike D'Antoni. He may be the perfect coach for this team.
Could be.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we will get some more phone calls next segment when we come back. But right now you gotta tell the people about Dirt Free.
Dirt Free. We don't have Aubrey again? Oh, Aubrey's bailing on me 2 days straight. That's all right. I'll tell you about Dirt Free. I know the spiel. Guys, it's getting to be Christmas time. You're going to have people over. You don't want them coming over and seeing your raggedy carpets or your stained floors. That's not a good look. Or after the holidays when they leave, you don't want to have to look at all the stains that those strangers' kids have made. That's no good either. That's why you need to call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281-DIRT-FREE. The other guys leave behind too much water, the soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Go chemical free. With dirt-free carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps, and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt-Free Carpet right now at 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. At 281-DIRT-FREE, that's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Back on the Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You can get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And let me tell you, $75 off for these tickets, all you can eat and drink. You guys,
not a bad deal.
No, it's a great deal. I guarantee you I'm going to drink that much MVP vodka, at least that much.
At least.
So we got some folks in here with us. You guys come have a seat. Let's talk about this party. I can't hear you with headphones on. How long you know me? Sitting there trying to tell me stuff. You know, get a pen and write something down. That'd be better. She's sitting there going, whispering.
John, all these microphones work?
Yeah.
Okay. We got them all fixed?
Okay. John didn't seem 100% sure on that, but that's all right.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
I got you on Facebook Live.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I can't even read your writing. Eunice, introduce them. Come here. Introduce them.
Fred, I'd like you to meet Alfie OVC and TJ Glover, ex-Dallas Cowboy players here.
What's going on with your voice, Eunice? Yeah. Are you sick?
Yeah. No, I'm having a little bit of allergies.
Okay. Well, don't be leaning over here making me sick now.
I don't need anybody sick. I don't need anybody sick.
Yeah, well, guys, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, y'all going to be at that party, right?
Yes, we'll definitely be at the party.
What made you guys get involved with this vodka?
Oh, man, it started about 3.5 years, about 5 years ago. We were going to get in with another vodka that was about to launch, and just kind of things didn't work out and decided, you know, why not try and do this on our own, you know? Vodka is a competitive market, but we're all athletes and have competed our whole life, so why not let's try something else.
And you guys have a bunch of big athletes involved in this. I know we've talked to Roy Williams before and guys like that. So how many of you are in this partnership?
There's five of us. Myself, Roy. Roy has a couple brothers that are in it, and also his college teammate BJ Johnson. Just being lucky enough to have a lot of friends that play or played in the NFL or NBA and different things like that. You know, people have reached out, you know, and said, "Hey, we'll help in any way." So if someone says, "Hey, we need a big name," we'll say, "Hey, this is your chance to help out."
So this party, you guys are partnering up with this. This is shaping up to be pretty badass.
I would say so myself.
And I'm sure you got some friends coming. You got a few names you can leak to us?
Yeah, we'll have, you know, Houston's own Vince Young and Corey Redding. You know, we'll also have, of course, Roy Williams will be here. My buddy Eric Warfield, two-time national champion with Nebraska. My buddy Bethel Johnson, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. All those guys are going to be hanging out and coming along with us.
So you're going to let an Aggie hang out with all those Longhorns, huh?
Yeah, he's he doesn't act that way anymore. As long as he doesn't give us the thumbs up.
All right, well, this is bigtexasparty.com. You got to put the in front and go and get your tickets. It's going to be cool, man. We're going to have great food. You got guys like this coming. We're going to then, and you know what? We'll even be there. So you get a chance to hang out, and it's not going to, honestly, Super Bowl week, I know you guys have been to Super Bowl parties before. It's not really often where you get a chance to have a party that's in your city for your city, because most of these guys come from out of town. You go to all these other parties. It's what we do every year. But it's to have one that we're putting on, that we're all doing together, that's different.
Yeah, and I think that's what sold us on it. You know, it wasn't just another party. It was actually a party for the city in the city. So, you know, just giving it that hometown feel and things like that, and letting the hometown enjoy the party and not just people that come in and spend the money, you know. So you can't just let someone take over your own town and you not get to enjoy it.
We don't want those foreigners, man. Come on. It's Trump's America. We don't want those foreigners. But all right, so what else are you involved in these days, man? Just besides being involved with the vodka, what are you guys doing?
Man, these days my hands are pretty tied with just the vodka. I mean, we haven't, you know, the owners were out in the streets pushing it. We did a Cowboys Giants watch party out in West Texas Sunday. So got back home yesterday, and I'm here in Houston today and out to Vegas tomorrow.
That doesn't suck.
Yeah. Living that life.
What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm the brand ambassador here for MVP Vodka. So we at the Houston, Texas tailgate. We got two home games left. So for all the listeners, come out and have a good time at the Houston tailgate.
What's a brand ambassador do? It seems to me like it's an excuse. Like you're like just the guy who you go to the parties and stuff and hand out samples but basically get drunk all the time.
Well, we have some beautiful we have some beautiful promo girls.
Oh yeah,
pass out the vodka. Yeah.
Okay,
but you know, I have a social media background, so I do a lot of stuff on social media, and branding is my forte on pretty much everything. So it was a great opportunity that I was approached with, and I'm excited to be here and be here with you guys.
Yeah, we could have brought the girls to bring us some vodka.
Why aren't the girls here with vodka?
My bad. We bring them next time.
Manage his brand.
Can't pay them to travel during the week.
Manage his brand better going forward, guys. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, we'd have been happy to sit here and sample it and tell people, but we've had it before. It's good stuff, man. If you haven't tried it, check them out, MVP Vodka.
You've had the chicks before or the vodka?
Both.
Both.
Oh, yeah. You.
Sometimes, usually I need the vodka to get the chicks.
Well, you'll be excited. You'll be excited that next month, so before Super Bowl, before this big Texas party, we're releasing our first flavor, which is a lemon berry. So lemon and strawberry, that's something the ladies will definitely love.
Yeah, that's kind of the next step with vodka, right, is to start getting into the flavored ones?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I've seen a lemon berry.
And that's why we wanted to do something, you know. MVP, you know, it's supposed to be a level above, you know, the rest. So, you know, didn't want to do the regular Apple and everything that everyone's doing. Let's try and do something different and start doing some blends and see how that works.
Are men allowed to drink berry-flavored vodka?
Yes, and this one is good on the rocks as long as you don't drink it with your pinky out.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that's what makes it classy is pinky out. That's what Ron Jeremy always said. But I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to give you one. Do a cinnamon vodka. Not strong, just like light hint of cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Yes. Yeah. Nobody's done that. I've been looking for that.
And it does, and it's not bad because, I mean, I'm a country boy, so I just try stuff. I did vodka and some kind of Irish cream and some cinnamon. Hot.
That actually sounds pretty good.
That sounds kind of
could have brought that to us, too. Oh, well. Well, guys, we appreciate y'all coming in, and maybe we'll talk again before the party, but looking forward to this party big time.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We are, too.
All right, guys, if you're looking forward to some beer, go check out my friends down at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. And if you have not been down there, this place is terrific. And we're going to be back out there, as a matter of fact, in January the 6th. Friday, January 6th, we'll be down there. But they've got a lot of cool stuff going on besides all the great beers. They've got two projector screens on the wall. They're always playing sports. You can go catch the Texans, the Rockets, the Astros. Wednesday night, trivia night. And for all of our Southside Blitzers, this is just a cool, cool place to go. Thursdays, they have Brews and Bites from 4 to 9, where they do food pairings with beers and catering by Missy Meals. And I had a chance to try that last time, and it was really, really good. The food and the beer. They've got cream ale, vanilla cream ale, American wheat, citrus wheat, ESB amber, American brown ale, nut brown ale, milk stout nitro, chocolate milk stout nitro, my favorite, the peanut butter milk stout nitro, and they've also got a peanut butter and chocolate milk stout, pale ale, India pale ale, imperial IPA, vanilla cream nitro, all kinds of great stuff. Go check them out. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. And that's 77598 if you punch it into your GPS. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. If you tell them I sent you at checkout, you're going to get $9.75 off your tab of $35 or more. There you go. Go check them out, Saloon Door Brewing.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.